Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, and I'm joined as always by my co-host Jordan. Today we're diving into Meta's first quarter 2026 earnings call, and wow, there's a lot to unpack here. Before we jump in, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions. Jordan, Meta just reported some pretty impressive numbers. $56.3 billion in total revenue, up 33% year over year. That's a monster quarter.
Absolutely, Alex. And that earnings per share of $10.44 really caught my attention. Though there's a big asterisk there. They had an $8 billion tax benefit that boosted things significantly. Without that, we're looking at $7.31 per share, which is still solid, but gives us a clearer picture of the underlying performance.
Right, and speaking of underlying performance, the engagement metrics are where things get really interesting. Mark Zuckerberg spent a lot of time talking about their new AI model called Muse Spark from their Meta Superintelligence Labs. This seems like their big bet on competing with OpenAI and Google in the AI race.
That's the story of this earnings call, Alex. Meta is going all in on AI, and I mean all in. They're increasing their capital expenditure guidance to $125 to $145 billion for 2026. That's up from their previous range of $120 to $135 billion. We're talking about massive infrastructure investments here.
And the results seem to be paying off already. They're seeing double-digit increases in Meta AI sessions per user since launching Muse Spark. But what really stood out to me was how they're using AI to improve their core recommendation systems. On Instagram, they drove a 10% lift in Reels time spent. And on Facebook, total video time increased more than 8% globally. That's the largest quarter-over-quarter gain in 4 years.
Those engagement improvements are crucial because that's what drives ad revenue, which was $55 billion this quarter, up 33%. But here's what's fascinating. They're not just throwing more ads at people. They're using AI to make ads more effective. They mentioned a 6% increase in conversion rates for landing page view ads and over 8 million advertisers now using their AI-powered creative tools.
The business AI piece is really taking off too. Susan Lee mentioned they now have over 10 million weekly conversations between people and business AIs on their messaging platforms. That's up from just 1 million at the start of the year. That's 10x growth in just one quarter.
And let's talk about the elephant in the room, that massive increase in contractual commitments. They added $107 billion in contractual commitments this quarter for infrastructure and cloud deals. That's not just spending money. That's locking in capacity for the next several years.
Which brings us to the cost management side. Meta announced they're planning workforce reductions in May. They're calling it a move toward a leaner operating model to help offset these substantial AI investments. It's interesting. They're betting that AI will make their remaining employees more productive.
The Ray-Ban smart glasses story continues to be a bright spot, too. Daily users tripled year over year, and they're expanding beyond just Ray-Ban to other brands. Mark mentioned this is one of the fastest growing categories of consumer electronics ever. That's a bold claim, but the numbers seem to back it up.
In the Q&A, there were some really revealing moments. When asked about return on investment for all this AI spending, Zuckerberg essentially said they're following their traditional playbook. Build experiences that can reach billions of people first, then figure out monetization at scale. It's risky, but it's worked for them before.
What struck me was his comment about AI agents. He said their goal isn't just to build Meta AI as an assistant, but to deliver agents that can understand your goals and then work day and night to help you achieve them. That's a pretty ambitious vision of personal AI that goes way beyond chatbots.
The competitive dynamics are fascinating, too. When asked about other AI agents in the market, Zuckerberg noted that while systems like OpenAI's tools give an exciting glimpse of what should be possible, they're still pretty rough and require technical setup that only millions of people could handle. Meta wants to build something billions of people can use easily.
For second quarter, they're guiding for $58 billion-$61 billion in revenue, which would be another strong quarter if they hit the midpoint. But the real story is this massive infrastructure build-out they're doing. Susan Li mentioned they continue to underestimate their compute needs as AI advances accelerate.
So what does this all mean for investors? Meta is clearly making a massive bet that AI will transform not just their business, but how people interact with technology entirely. The early results look promising. Engagement is up, ad performance is improving, and they're seeing real traction with AI-powered products.
But investors need to be prepared for a lot of spending. This isn't just a one-year investment cycle. They're talking about multi-year commitments and capacity building. The question is whether they can maintain their current profitability while making these investments, and whether the AI products will eventually generate the returns to justify all this spending.
The regulatory risks are still there too. Susan Li specifically mentioned ongoing legal matters that could result in material losses, particularly around youth-related issues. That's something investors need to keep on their radar.
Looking ahead, I think the key things to watch are, first, whether engagement metrics continue improving as they roll out more AI features. Second, how quickly they can scale monetization of these AI products. And third, whether their infrastructure investments actually give them a sustainable competitive advantage.
Before we wrap up, Jordan has an important reminder for our listeners.
That's right. Everything we've discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence before making any investment decisions.
Meta is clearly betting big on an AI-powered future. Whether that bet pays off will likely determine not just the company's trajectory, but potentially the entire social media landscape. Thanks for joining us on Beta Finch. We'll be back next time with another AI-powered earnings breakdown.
Until then, keep learning and stay curious.
That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.